This next song is about the most important part of the Bible to me. It's about a man that I'd grown up thinking he was a shepherd and he was someone that could love you and save you, but I didn't really understand what saved meant. I'd always picture him with a shepherd's staff or standing with a book under his arm knocking at your door. But I heard a message one time and this guy was painting a picture of someone who was a promise keeper, someone who was a savior, someone that would had at one point given his life, and after he was gone from this world, went down to free the people that had waited centuries for him. And in my mind's eye, I could see Hades and paradise sitting there separated by a big bottomless pit. And I could see these people in Hades that had lost it, mocking the people in paradise who'd been waiting for the Messiah. And I could hear him jeering. But all of a sudden, that day when this man was crucified, things got awful dark, awful early. And I can hear the mocking starting to quiet down as there was footsteps coming down the hall. It's a song, it's called 2,000 Years. Make yourself at home. Now many years have come and seen an end since they first tried to lay the body of a man they said had dreams of being king to rest, and then close the door and roll in place the stone. But as I stand today, I see there's nobody home, and it's been 2,000 years.
2,000 years
since he heard. Those across the great divide. Now who's the fools? Your Christ has died, and he's still a man he never made king. We told you long ago his works would never come to anything, but the mocking stops as an early darkness falls. Silence rings like thunder.
Mm-hmm. Blinded by the light.